Yeah, well, thinking about a wintertime getaway. Yeah, a little wintertime getaway. A lot of people, wintertime, they try to head down to the islands. They try to find the tropics. Not me. I like a little action. No, Vegas is nice, but no, I mean real action. I mean, I work hard here. Thinking a bit, stories, comedic timing. I like to do something that just takes me to another place. So it's okay. You go to the Bahamas. You go down to Puerto Rico, to Miami. When I take a wintertime vacation, I usually go up to Alaska and hunt baby seals. I mean, for a while there, I was really into it. There at the sporting goods store, picking out my batting gloves. I'd call up to the factory and I'd say, hey, I don't want this bat corked. I want it full of lead. The anticipation. Big high boots. Getting up there to cold country. Meeting my fellow hunters. We all sat there in that truck with our baseball bats between our knees. Getting to the hunting ground. Seeing them all. Look at them. There's so many, it's almost overpopulation. No bag limits. No license needed. Just walk up to the shore. Hacker! Get a bunch. Spin around. There's another. Look at him trying to slither away. Sometimes finding the big fat one you had to work on individual like. Well, I was up to my knees in corpses one day when offshore I heard it. Somebody shaking his fish. I was just polishing one off. And I looked over and who was it but Jacques Cousteau had witnessed the whole thing. He was like, Monsieur, what sort of sick depraved individual beats baby seals with a baseball bat? I said, hey, Bobby, I'm getting $25 a pelt. He said, you're sick. They launched the boat from the Calypso and he came ashore, weeping openly. He explained the migratory process and how hunting baby seals had ruined the delicate balance of the earth. Seals are needed. I said, all right. All right, but these do no good to anybody just lying here like this. You know, to leave them here wasting, that's bad. That's bad for the ecology. David, how about this? I promise not to do it anymore. I harvest these pelts. What do you say?
He said, well, they're already gone.
All right. I said, all right, boys, let's do this quick. Mr. Cousteau don't have a lot of time to waste here. He said, what is that jacket you're wearing? I said, kind of a synthetic fiber. I took the bloody pelt. And once again, you go on vacation, it costs you money. I come back $5,000 ahead. Baby seals. But I, true to my word, I kept it. I never went again after I had that run-in with Jacques Cousteau. Although I did see him one time going through an airport. He ran after me. You there, grease bag, grease bag. He saw this big leather case. He said, ah, you are a pool player, huh? I play pool too. Let me see your cue. And he took the leather case and he unzipped it and there was a baseball bat in there. I said softball tournament. I swear to God.